It's Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University, broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Glad you're aboard. There resides on the west coast, the left coast, west of here, in Los Angeles, a great arranger bandleader by the name of Tom Kubis, K-U-B-I-S. And he has adapted Irving Berlin's 1911 song of Alexander's Ragtime Band into something new. With about Alexander's Ragtime Band as composed originally by Irving Berlin in 1911, Tom Kubis updates it a little bit, calls it Alexander's Big Time Band. That was Kubis playing tenor saxophone and Matt Kattengoob on alto. Mike Higgins led off with that guitar solo, and that was Jack Sheldon playing trumpet here on Radio Munson. A little spooky Thursday evening. No matter where you are. Here we are, what, 5 days away from Halloween?
Do you believe in charms and spells? in mystic words and magic wands and wishing wells. Don't look so wise, don't show your scorn. Watch yourself, I warn you. Hide your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh, and down, down, down you'll tumble. Keep an eye on spring, run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. Now all I did was wonder how her lips would be, and it happened to me. Drops a sigh, and down, 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 down you'll tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. Even you. I'm telling you, brother, take for instance how I got it. Well, you know, all I did was wonder how her lips would be. Oh my, oh me. And it happened to me. And I'm telling you, brother, it's really something crazy.
Pianist, singer extraordinaire Bob Doerrel here on Radio Munson, with a recording by Ann Hampton Calloway. Recorded at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola there in Lincoln Center in New York, with her trio, Ted Rosenthal, playing piano with his guys. And Randy Sankey plays a little muted trumpet. So does Ann Hampton Calloway with her voice.
Mean to me, why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each time when you say you're phone. You don't, and I'm all alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold. Somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You mustn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? Thank you. Trying to speak your language to let you know you treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. Gee, honey, can't you see what you mean?
And Calloway with trumpeter Randy Sanke here on Radio Munson. Here's a vibes player who's 92 and still going strong. It's Terry Gibbs and a Jimmy Van Heusen song called Imagination. Oh, the piano player is Bloomington Normal's John Campbell.
Thank you.
Isn't that a great tune written by Jimmy Van Heusen? And that's Terry Gibbs, age 92, playing the vibes from an album that he and John Campbell, the pianist, did at, in fact, it's called Jammin' at the Gibbs House. Came out just a few months ago. I saw John Campbell's name in the 50 years ago part of How Time Flies in the Bloomington Pantograph. I think it was earlier this week, maybe last week. And he talked about 50 years ago, it was in the present tense, a big musical event had been held, and I forget what it was, in Bloomington Normal. And one of the people who starred in it was 12-year-old pianist John Campbell. Time flies when you're having fun. That's what we're doing here on Radio Munson. Here's a song that Frank Sinatra recorded with Tommy Dorsey and then reprieved with help from Cy Oliver.
Well, now the one I love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. Yes, the hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. Worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. What else? Somebody else.
Man like the bear, you ain't nowhere, that's why.
She sings her songs to somebody else.
Boo.
And even when I have my arms around her,
well, Dad, you know,
the thoughts are for somebody else. And when I hold,
no,
they belong to someone,
someone,
somebody else.
And you can bet
they're not so cold to somebody else.
Well, it's tough to be alone on a shelf.
And it's worse to be loved by yourself. Like when the one you love belongs to somebody else. Thank you.
are dancing cheek to cheek with the entire George Shearing Quintet, all five of them, this evening. Well, wait a minute, who are those other guys? Well, they are the brass section from the Billy May Band, Billy's arrangement, on Cheek to Cheek, here on Radio Munson. Here's Tierney Sutton with her band, and that wonderful instrument that is Tierney Sutton's voice, doing a song that Bernie Miller wrote in 1952, and Jerry Mulligan and his group made popular, and it's become a jazz standard since then. Bernie Miller couldn't figure out what else to name it, so he called it Bernie's Tune. And this is Buddy Childers playing the flugelhorn.
Broken Bernie's tune. It's so easy to whistle, it's so easy to sing, even hummingbirds hum it. It's the thing. Office clerks, soda jerks picked it up so soon. Millionaires, even spares hum a Bernie's tune.
Thank you, Bernie Miller, Bernie's tune. Tierney Sutton with her band and Buddy Childers playing the flugelhorn here on Radio Munson. Here's a song that inspired an entire advertising campaign in the 1970s, mid-1970s, and on into the 1980s, and I swear more recently than that, maybe into the 1990s, possibly even into this century. I don't recall for sure, but it certainly made a mark on many of us, and you'll recognize the tune. The commercial was for Löwenbräu beer, and the song was Here's to Good Friends, which was sort of the idea behind the commercial. Here's to Good Friends. And, of course, they were drinking Löwenbräu beer as the friends got together in the video part of the commercial. Arthur Prysock was the guy who sang in the commercial, and later on, it was Clint Holmes. You've heard the commercial. You've seen it, for sure. Here's the song that inspired it.
Here's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special. So much to say. Words that got away back then. Tonight, let's begin again. It's been so long. Gee, I'm glad to see you sitting here with you. I know that we were true back when. The day we told each other, I'll always be your friend. So many words to so many songs get lost in the stars as time goes on. And yet, here's two good friends who promised they would never forget.
Here's two good friends, tonight is kind of special.
There's so much to say. That got away back then. Tonight, tonight, let's begin again. Let there be good times. The warmth and the glow are still just as strong as long ago when we met. Here's two good friends who promised they would never. Tonight, tonight, let's begin again.
Arthur Prysock, the unmistakable voice, and now you know the commercial that it hatched. Tonight, tonight, let it be Löwenbräu. Radio Munson on GLT. Here's a staple of Count Basie's New Testament band from the 1950s into the 1960s. Neil Hefti wrote it. It's called Lil Darlin'.
Thank you.
Yukon Basie Orchestra, 1986. It was a couple years after Bill Basie, the chief, had passed away, and his band floundered for a few months, and then Frank Foster from the Reeds section took the band over, and by 1986, it was flying high again. Sonny Cohn was a guy who did the trumpet solo, and the rhythm section was Freddie Green, still playing that guitar, and Lynn Seaton was the guy you heard there at the end playing the bass. It was T. Carson who played Basie's piano part. What a great song. Neil Hefti wrote Lil Darlin', the Count Basie Orchestra. Here's a song from 1923 that Ted Lewis introduced in some Broadway review done by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra, the great retro band from Great Britain. And the vocalist is James Langton.
Holds silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, 'cause you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Great Britain's favorite retro band, the Pasadena Roof Orchestra, here on GLT. Great Britain's best band ever, Ted Heath, coming up after the Four Freshmen.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? Find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you you and me.
sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven.
Ted Heath's great band from Britain here on Radio Munson and Oh Lady Be Good. You know I love to hear from you. My email address is don.munson@comcast.net. We hang around here on Thursday evenings. By here, tonight, I mean just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Artie Shaw was no different from the other big band leaders. He had a small group that he'd put out in front of the band at intermission time. And they would continue the entertaining. It was a five-piece band for the most part with Artie Shaw featuring his clarinet, and he called it the Gramercy Five. Artie Shaw spent a lot of time in New York City. And they did a song called Summit Ridge Drive, which by then was Artie's new address in Los Angeles. This was 1941, first time this was recorded. And his piano player, Artie's piano player, was Johnny Guarnieri. and he never played the harpsichord. But Artie asked him to do it, and Johnny answered the call. Artie Shaw's Gramercy 5 recorded that the first time in 1941. It's called the Summit Ridge Drive. That was also Artie's address in Los Angeles. I'll tell you one thing, they had the Gramercy 5, but they didn't have anything in 1941 like the Hot Sardines.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue can't utter the words I love you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till the moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say once you've kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue can't utter the words I love you. Ooh, what little moonlight can do. Wait a while till that moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say once you've kissed him is, ooh, what little moonlight can do to you.
Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines here on Radio Munson. Well, let's not waste that moonlight. Let's bring on a little dance number here called I'm in the Mood for Love. As Joe Bushkin playing piano, Charlie Shavers will play a little muted trumpet. And it's that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, playing the trombone.
Thank you.
No wonder they called him the sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey. Waxing sentimental with his trombone on I'm in the Mood for Love. Here on Radio Munson on WGLT Normal. We do this every Thursday night. I don't know how long you've been hanging out here on Thursday evenings, but I appreciate it very much wherever you are. Let me hear from you. My email address is don.munson@comcast.net. News coming next, and evening jazz keeps on cooking after that. Enjoy the pre-holiday weekend, everybody, and watch out for that old black magic.